Welcome back, friends. We have Sarah, told you she'd be here, and of course, Julie. And we're continuing our conversation on the important part that Julie left off with. Somehow, the definition or defining of terms, the witness of saintly marriages, whether there can, you know, some sort of ecclesiastical approbation, or our own parents, as in Julie's case, somehow or another, it just didn't percolate down to a vast number of our, you know, our Catholics. So I've asked them, and we're going to go through a little bit of their story. You know, what made it stick for them? What made the Catholic marriage expression? Because when I look at their marriages, I see, you know, I see one of these. And so I thought it's worthwhile to hear what they have done.
I'm not quite ready to put my picture in there yet.
The tips and tricks that they've used through the years, and maybe they would use approach something one way at one part of their life, their married life, not so much at another point, you know, their experiences.
Yes. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, okay. I get to jump right in there, huh? All right. Well, I've been married for 30 years. And as Greg would say, you know, five of them happily. No, just kidding. No, really. Actually, we've really been happily married, happily together since 1987, really. We dated for all through our senior year of high school and on through college, and then got married after we graduated from college. You know, it is interesting. I'm the youngest of 10 in my family, and I think that probably gave me the most insight into marriage just in general. Because unfortunately, I got to see some situations that were not good and that did not work. Was able to learn from them. And then I was also able to see some that were very, very successful. And that was also good. My parents were married for 37 years. My father passed away right before my high school graduation. But I was also the recipient really of probably the best years of their marriage. You know, all of the early struggles that any young couple has to go through were not really part of my story. Growing up, I mean, obviously in hindsight now, I learned more about early struggles, but I didn't have to live them personally. And so what I was able to witness in my parents' marriage was the ability to overcome difficulties. And I think that really was helpful. Greg was also the youngest the second youngest of 8 children. And although his brothers and sisters were only just getting married when we were starting to get married, he had, you know, kind of a similar situation where he saw that his parents, out of all of his aunts and uncles, was the most successful. And so you could kind of do a comparison contrast of why is it that my parents' marriage is working and my aunts and uncles' marriages don't seem to be as successful as my own parents. And I do think that that's what the church is supposed to be proposing to us, right? Is this lived experience of, it's supposed to be more successful marriages, but unfortunately, kind of like I call it the Flannery O'Connor model of Catholic education, you know, it's God prefers that we learn by the good, the beautiful, and the true, but sometimes we have to learn by the ugly, the unsuccessful, and the, you know, the lie, I guess, in some instances. And so for my own self, I think that I have had a mixed bag of both of those, but really predominantly the love of my own parents and really the love of Greg's parents, carrying them through difficult times probably has been the number one reason why we are where we are.
Beautiful. And I loved what you said. I can't remember how the three, you said the not three, the ugly, and the whatever. That's what we were.
Yeah.
And sadly, yeah. Not fun. I can laugh now, but it wasn't so much so when we were going through it. But that's everything that God utilized, allowed us to use to build what we do now. As you said, just coming from a beautiful, holy example of a family, of a marriage. I'm the youngest of four. And then after we all were in college, and my parents devoted a year and a half of their life at the Samaritan shelter for homeless people downtown Denver. Wow. And they ended up through all kinds of beautiful ways. It wasn't always beautiful, as you know what I'm saying, when it ends up, they ended up adopting a little boy. And now he's part of our family. And it's just, my parents were always, as we saw them and knew them, as you know now, it wasn't so much all the, you know, the education, the catechesis that we do now, because I think things right. were so much different then. Do you know what I mean? It was just the commitment, there was not even, I didn't even know a person around me that ever had parents that divorced. I didn't even really know what that meant. And then I meet Greg, and his parents were wonderful and awesome, but unfortunately they divorced after our first couple years of marriage. We had children, two children, and his dad called him and said, "Hey, we're done. Your mom's leaving me. We're divorcing." And they say it affects children, you know, so bad. And they always give you the example of the ages, you know, if they're in high school, if they're younger, and it doesn't matter what age they are. No. It affects you, period. And so, us both being totally ignorant, but also just more so in that free, loving spirit, although it wasn't the 60s, we lived in that, as long as you're having fun and you're going to college and the parents don't know what's going on. And oh my gosh. So we really set ourselves up for failure, because church to me was something that you did on Sunday and you did because your parents wanted you to, or you'd get in trouble. I didn't own it. I didn't understand it. I didn't realize God's beautiful existence in my life, or how I should have. And that took us through so many trials, tribulations, pain, hurt, you name it. We did everything wrong you could do in a marriage. Even to the point where we said that we were divorcing, called our two kids into the room and said, "We're done." And yet, thanks be to God, we had a priest that filled in for our parish priest for the entire summer. And this priest was such a teacher of the faith, like literally our hearts were on fire. And instead of sitting in the back of the church trying to look at our clock and saying, "Okay, this is, hurry up, it's a waste of time, what are we doing?" We started sitting closer and closer to the front, and you could hear that really our hearts were burning within our beings to just want more. And when we went to him in trouble, trying to ask him to help us get out of our marriage, he began to ask us questions. And those questions were simple, and they were so profound, so simple that we couldn't answer them, and so simple that we had to go look for the answer. Thank God Greg did. And it was, "What is God's plan for marriage?" Who? I didn't even know there was a plan. "What does our church teach about the sacrament of marriage?" What? What do you mean? What does that have to do with us? Who cares? Mm-hmm. "And what are some of the writings of St. Paul and the various holy fathers pertaining to marriage?" We were dumbfounded, just going, who cares? And we don't know. And we're just here because we wanted you to help us get out. And he said, "Before you go any further, I suggest you go home and find the answer to these questions I've asked." Thanks be to God. My Greg, you said Greg did.
Yes, I'm married to Greg.
And our whole entire life was transformed because we stopped. There were so many things we stopped. So that was transformation for me. And there were so many things that then we started to search for. And every time we searched, the answers were just so simple and beautiful, but it's because the teachings of the church and following them and doing it exactly is, and to the best of our ability that we could, that has us in our 35 years marriage. You said 1987, that's when we got married, and seven beautiful children, five grandchildren, six on the way. So it just continues to just be the fruit of, again, that shows that when you plant the seed and water it, that God gives us, he grows amazing fruit and trees and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Oh, perfect. Hold your thoughts, Sarah. I see you've got one. We're right at the mark. So we're going to pick up in the next episode. Till then, my friends, fides ad ratio.